Nearly 40 No Kings protests are slated to take place across the Philadelphia region this weekend in response to President Trump's administration. The rallies, which mobilized millions of protesters in 2025, are among thousands scheduled for Saturday throughout the U.S. Multiple road closures and parking restrictions will be in place across Center City this Saturday for gatherings. A longtime member of a state budget council says Delaware Governor Matt Meyer fired him for asking questions. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller explains.
Mike Houghton is a former chair of the Delaware Economic and Financial Advisory Council. He says he was fired this week for voicing concern that the administration was withholding corporate franchise revenue data. State Representative Kim Williams is one of the state's head budget writers. She says she worries about the potential political consequences of questioning the administration.
Like, what's next? If we ask a question, you know, will our legislation be held up if they don't like what we're asking? I don't know. You know, where does it stop?
The Meyer administration says it's normal in March not to share data on corporate franchise tax revenue. His office did not respond to a request for comment on the firing. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Today, Philadelphia International Airport continues to address TSA staffing shortages by keeping several TSA checkpoints closed, and they are A West, C, and F. In sports, the Phillies beat the Rangers yesterday 5-3. This was opening day at home, and now the Phils have the day off today, and they continue their series tomorrow afternoon. The Phillies' Alec Bohm is suing his parents for financial mismanagement that he alleges on some of his accounts. And the Flyers beat the Blackhawks yesterday 5-1 to stay alive in the race for a wild card spot. Your Philly forecast, some rain clears out today. It's going to be a chillier day than yesterday, that's for sure, as we get to pretty much standard high of 50 degrees in a couple of hours.